Empowerment is a buzzword in business at the moment. But the more they talk about it, the less it seems to happen. So was Jesus into empowerment? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to the program. Today we're taking another look at this Jesus from a different perspective. And please do stay tuned because in just a few minutes I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional Fresh to help you draw ever closer to your Lord and Saviour and live in the victory that He died and rose again to give you. One of the really popular buzzwords that's been doing the rounds in business circles over the last decade or so is empowerment. We need to empower our employees to make decisions. We need to empower our employees to innovate. We need to empower our employees to serve our customers. Now, I don't know about you, but the more they talk about this stuff, small companies are being gobbled up by bigger ones, there are mergers and acquisitions and stock market listings, and big companies have more services. They deal with the complexity by building rigid systems and pushing customer contact to call centres where you talk to someone who not only doesn't get paid very much, but who doesn't have the authority to make a decision in your favour. Empowerment. Yeah, when we talk about empowerment, you know, that whole thing of big companies fobbing off their customers and us having to deal with their systems and their call centres, it's a pretty familiar story to most of us, isn't it? As consumers, we certainly have more choice. And really, choice means more ways to spend our money. But yet, that complexity that comes with that choice means we have to fit into the supplier systems. We have to play their game. And as employees, we're working for bigger employers, mergers, acquisitions, as I said. And so many of us feel like just a number. Even the boss is just a number and so has an attitude of, well, the company's not loyal to me. Why should I be loyal to the company or my staff? And yet, I look in the mirror, I see me, you look in the mirror and you see you. We're so different, aren't we? We're so different and special and creative. We have different skills and hopes and dreams and abilities and weaknesses. We want to express those. I mean, it's human. We want to innovate. We want to be creative. We want to be and contribute and be valued. One of my sons, who's now 25 years old, has done so very well with a large retail chain. He was a manager, had lots of people working for him, did well, was on the up and up, was heading up the ladder. Another few years, he would have been a store manager, and he left just recently. And I said to him, son, why have you left? Answer, well, it's a big company. You're just a number. They don't really care about you. Okay, who is Jesus in all of that? And over these 4 weeks, the last couple of weeks and the next couple of weeks, we've been looking at Jesus who walked this earth 2,000 years ago and saying, well, if he's relevant today, what's his take on some of these things? Well, what's his take on empowerment of people? Relevant question. Is he relevant today? Does he matter today? Does he care today? Does he have something valid to contribute to you and me, to our lives, that makes us go, well, yeah, this Jesus has got a place in my life in the here and now? I love to explore who Jesus is in the plain, everyday situations and stories and realities that you and I deal with, because that, for me, is where the rubber hits the road. Let me share you a story about Jesus that kind of helps us to look a little bit at his take on this whole subject of empowerment. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village, calling the 12 to him, the 12 disciples. He said to them, look, go out two by two. And he gave them authority over evil spirits. And this is what he said to them. These were his instructions. Don't take anything for your journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but don't take an extra tunic. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place won't welcome you or listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave as a testimony against them. So the disciples went out and they preached that people should repent. They should turn away from their evil ways and return to God. They drove out many demons, they anointed many sick people with oil and healed them. Now, what Jesus asked these 12 to do, these fishermen and tax collectors, these weren't educated theologians, they hadn't been to Bible college and ministry training and didn't have a master's in divinity or, you know, these were fishermen. And Jesus says to them, go out and tell all these people about me. I know this is Israel. I know they're Jews. I know they're focused on their law, but I'm the Son of God, and God is sending a new message, and I'm here to show God's grace. You got to go out and tell them that. Bring them back. I'll give you authority over the evil spirits. Go and heal people. Go and cast out demons. Come on. And by the way, don't take a whole bunch of supplies with you. Don't take a whole bunch of money. Don't rely on what you've got. Just trust me. Just go and do this for me. So where is Jesus on empowerment? These guys were his employees. I mean, I know they were volunteers, but they were his disciples. He was the boss. They were the workers. He says, two by two, go on, go together. You need support. And I will give you authority over the unclean spirits. The Son of God gives these bumpkin fishermen and tax collectors authority over the devil. And he says, don't take any props. Why did he say that? So that they would experience, they would taste the faithfulness of God. Just go into the village, go and tell people the good news, go and stay with people, and if they don't welcome you, shake the dust off your sandals, go to the next one. Trust me. What must it have been like for those disciples to go out there with no money, no food, not even a spare tunic, no cash reserves, no overdraft, no credit card, just living off the land and trusting God. They went out and they sold the tough message. Turn back to God, turn back to God. And the authority that Jesus gave them caused demons to flee. It caused the sick to be healed. What an awesome experience it must have been in those weeks and months when the disciples were doing that. God sends his son Jesus to become a man. Jesus sends his disciples, whom he also called apostles. The word apostle means literally someone who is sent out. So he sent them out. He made them apostles. Were they weighed down with the rule book? No. Jesus inspired them. They'd seen him. They'd heard him. They had a relationship with him. It was on that relationship that Jesus traded and said, don't take anything with you. Just go in my name. Was there some sort of top-down hierarchy? No. It was a bottom-up empowerment model. Jesus gave them authority. God provided for them on the way. God's power showed up when they healed people and cast demons out. Did Jesus say to them, be careful because this is hard? You may not be able to do it. No, he said, just go. Just believe. You can. Use who you are, the gifts and abilities you have. Combine those with my power and my authority, and you will change the world. Was it too hard? No. They did it. They did it in God's strength and power and authority. If we look at here and now, there are a bunch of disempowered people around, at home and at work, even at church. And you ask, who's Jesus? What's he like? What would he be like here and now, sitting down with some business leaders talking about empowerment? Come on. Tell me this isn't relevant. Tell me he's out of date. Go on, tell me this doesn't ring your bell. Go on, tell me that deep down inside, you don't want to know this Jesus who says to his disciples, I give you my authority. Go, trust me. Go and I will be with you. And I will never leave you even until the end of the age. Tell me that is boring. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to Him. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free e-devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting right there for you. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to that website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time Monday with a different perspective.